Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight, and thought I had the exit chimes off, but anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. I heard lots and lots and lots of people joining us from Oklahoma and Louisiana and Michigan and Montana and California and Texas and Hawaii and Florida and Colorado and Washington and New Jersey and Ohio and folks up in Ontario, Canada, and Nevada, and Connecticut, and Iowa, and Georgia, and Virginia, and North Carolina, and I'm sure I've missed a bunch more of you, but thanks everybody for listening in tonight. It is a lot of fun to be part of this business right now. We're talking about, on our training call tonight, winning the numbers game, and I can tell you that as a company, Purium is winning the numbers game. We had more sales yesterday than we did in the entire month of April last year. Let me say that again. We had more sales yesterday than we had in the entire month of April last year. So this company is absolutely on fire thanks to your efforts. And what I want to make sure that's happening is that you and your group and your team and your business is growing as fast as it should. So we're going to be talking a little bit about numbers tonight. But before we do that, I want to go around the horn and get a little bit of current events in. So you've got some new information about what's going on, especially with events. Of course, the big event coming up is our national convention. We've got early bird registration just for a little over a week now. So by the end of the month, we will be raising the price of convention by $40. So we hope that you're going to be making your commitment, you and your team, to be at our first ever national convention. One team, one time, one vision, one event. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show and a lot of great information and opportunity for you to meet people and meet the team and even see the manufacturing facility if you haven't yet. We ran out of hotel rooms, and we just inked a deal with the Hyatt Regency, and they will be putting a link up for us and putting us into their system so that we will be able to take convention hotel registrations for the Hyatt Regency. It's a beautiful hotel. One of the nicest in all of Long Beach. It's walking distance from the Westin where our convention site is, so it's a great location. It's an amazing property, and we have a really, really great rate, and it's going to be $165 whether you get a single or a double occupancy. It's $165, and in fact, the company is going to be supporting you staying at the Hyatt because the rates are even higher than that. Our lowest negotiated rate was much higher than that, and the company is going to be subsidizing just to make sure that the price is at $165. So it's a really, really great rate, great hotel, and that should be up and online by the end of the night tomorrow at the very latest. So check your back office. Those rooms are going fast. They went fast for the Westin, and I'm sure they'll go fast for the Hyatt. So we got as many rooms as we could. And we'll continue to find properties and rooms in Long Beach, but, you know, definitely the sooner the better on getting your early bird convention tickets as well as the new Hyatt Regency hotel registration. So do not try to sign up for the Hyatt tonight. The room block is not yet in their system, so you'll get a much, much higher rate. So please wait till tomorrow, and you'll see that announcement in your back office. Got lots of other events going on in Oahu. Every Thursday night we've got our Pearl City Country Club event. Brandy Shinoto, Holly Pasqua, Tracy Fujikani, and Geraldyn and Arna, and Lawrence and Shonda, and all of the crowns out there in Hawaii do a fantastic job with that Thursday night event. And we got an even bigger event, a regional event, on Saturday in Oahu. So if you're out in Hawaii or you know somebody in Hawaii, you want to get them to the Pagoda Hotel. Not only are the crown team going to be there, but Amy Venner as well, going to be taking the Million Mom Movement on the road, and it's going to be a really more of a training event than anything. A lot of recognition, very, very fun event. Pagoda Hotel on Saturday in Oahu. David Sandoval, if you want to meet him, all you got to do is get to Blue Diamond, and you can go to his retreat, all expenses paid. It's our very first Blue Diamond retreat coming up in early May, and you need to qualify as a Blue Diamond or above by the end of April. And I know lots of folks are putting a blitz for Blue, you know, trying to get to Blue Diamond, and hopefully the information we're going to be sharing tonight will help you to do that. David Sandoval is also going to be going on the road later in May. He's going to be in Rapid City, South Dakota on Tuesday, May 27th. going to be up in Toronto on Thursday the 29th and going to be over in Greenwich, Connecticut on Saturday the 31st. So look for more information, details on our events page coming up here in the next week or two as we nail down locations and times and all that information. On June 6th, we've got our next manufacturing tour in Long Beach. They've been very, very successful. We've been trying to run those every 4 to 6 weeks, and we're expecting 100-plus people at this June 6th event. This is going to be a complete tour with training and lunch if you RSVP. I believe that the tour flyer is already up in the events page. If it's not, it will be up shortly. So trying to get a little further ahead on some of our events promotion. One of the big events that we've got coming up is the following weekend, June 13th, which is our Transformation Challenge Winners Retreat. And so before I announce our next winner who's going to be invited to that retreat, and as I said, it's that following weekend. It's like June 12th through the 15th, all expenses paid, to meet Dave Sandoval and live up at the Native Springs Oasis and live the Purium and wellness lifestyle that he lives. I've got one more event to announce, and then I'm going to announce the winner of the March Transformation Challenge contest. And that event is June 28th in Rosenheim, Germany. Many of you know, but some of you don't, that we've got a sister company. It's called Platinum Health Products. That's our European division, based primarily in Austria and Germany. And they have their once-a-year national conference, and that's going to be on June 28th in Rosenheim, Germany. David Sandoval and myself will be flying out there. We've got some big announcements and a lot of things to do to clean up that European business and make it look and feel and grow a lot more like our U.S. and Canadian businesses. So good things happening all around the United States, Canada, and very shortly going to be happening all around the world for us. And one of the things that's going to be happening for one person is they became the March Transformation Challenge winner, and they're going to be going on that four-night, three-day, all-expenses-paid trip to David Sandoval's retreat. And, you know, we just redid the numbers, speaking of numbers here on tonight's call, and took a look at what the average weight loss is for people who do Transformation Challenge. So for those people who report their information, show their before and after photos, and report all of their information, the average person now is losing 12 pounds in 10 days. Pretty crazy. 12 pounds in 10 days. That's the average. And the winner of this month's, the month of March's Transformation Challenge, she actually brought up the average because it is a woman. It's a she. And she lost 14.2 pounds. She lost 6.5 inches, and I believe she's the first winner from this state, which is the state of Oregon. I'm not sure if she's on the line, but if she is, it'd be great. I would love to hear from Jennifer Clark. So congratulations, Jennifer Clark from Oregon. You are the winner of the Transformation Challenge in March. Jennifer, are you on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Hey, well, congratulations. Fantastic. Tell everybody a little bit about your transformation.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. I am actually on my second transformation right now, and I'm on my third day, and I've lost 4 pounds in the last 2 days. But my first transformation, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I got the information from a friend of mine in Hawaii who lost 17 pounds in 10 days and just did this for the weight loss, entirely just for the weight loss. And I've gained so much more than that, you know, and I lost the 14.2 pounds, but I haven't had a soda in over a month. I've lost my addiction to sugar, which was really bad. And I'm eating healthier. I feel great. And I love the products. I absolutely love them.
Nice. Well, fantastic. Well, what a great story. You know, that's a fairly common story, the idea of doing it for the weight loss. You know, that's something that people see and feel every day. And then you get these unexpected health benefits that, you know, ultimately can be really important. How do you feel, like, mentally and emotionally now as you're losing weight and eating a little cleaner. How do you feel about yourself?
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, with the energy, and I've gained so much more confidence. I have control of my appetite and my eating. I just feel so much more in control and happy.
Well, good. Well, we're going to make you a little bit happier. As I said, David Sandoval owns a retreat. It's 160 acres. It's a fantastic resort, really like a bed and breakfast. He's got a hot tub. He's got a sauna. There's hiking trails and all kinds of opportunities for outdoor activities, river rafting and visiting the giant sequoias. He's got teepees and hammocks and all kinds of places, whether you want to have, you know, a really energizing 4 days or whether you want to have a relaxing 4 days. You know, it's really your retreat, and it's all expenses paid. So we're going to pay for your airfare to get out there. We're going to pay for everything to make sure that you get all of the, you know, fun and relaxation. And not only that, but more knowledge. You know, David Sandoval is a wealth of knowledge about how to live healthy and how to eat right. And so it sounds like you're on a great path and on a great journey. And that trip will be in June, the second weekend of June. And if that doesn't work for you, I believe he's going to do one more toward the end of the summer or beginning of the fall. So we'll try to get two retreats in for all of our winners. And you are our March winner, so congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. Right. I will make June work for sure. And thank you for all the support that the company provides as well. It's just absolutely amazing.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing your story. And if you could hit mute or *6, that would be fantastic. We tricked you and put you on the speaker line. You didn't know that, but
I did not know that.
Well,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the line. And everybody, it's so exciting to hear people's genuine energy and appreciation for having a transformation. And you know, we don't talk about that often enough, but, you know, the idea of sharing a gift card and sharing the transformation concept and sharing the Purium products, you know, can affect the life of somebody like Jennifer. So she saw and heard, you know, from her friend who had lost 17 pounds in 10 days. Now she ends up losing 14.2 pounds in 10 days. She's on her second transformation. She's going to a retreat. And all of that started, you know, with one person, probably 10 or 12 or 15 levels up, who said, you know what? I'm going to hand out a gift card to this person. I'm going to share the gift of good health. And, you know, it trickles down and affects so many lives and so many families. So tonight we're going to be talking a lot about numbers, but understand that behind all the numbers are people. And so, you know, I believe that you can be successful without understanding the numbers. But I know that everyone can be more successful when you do understand the numbers. So the analogy that I like to use about the concept of understanding the numbers in your business or not understanding the numbers in your business, it's like the difference between going bowling or going bowling blindfolded. So if you go bowling or you go bowling blindfolded, it's a different experience because you don't know what pins you hit and how many pins you hit. And actually, the analogy is really quite accurate because the first ball that you roll, it's kind of the same, you know, whether you're looking, you know, at the pins or not. If you bowled enough times, you know, certainly you're going to bowl better with the blindfold off than with the blindfold on. But where it really gets tricky and where the difference is even more profound is after you bowl your first ball, you roll your first ball, then let's say you don't knock down all the pins. If you're not wearing a blindfold, you know what one or two or three or four pins you didn't hit, and it's much easier to knock those down. If you have a blindfold on and you just hear the ball hit the pins and you have no idea whether you knocked down 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 pins and you have no idea where the remaining pins are, chances are you're not going to hit those remaining pins. And that's what it's like. If you don't own your numbers and understand your numbers, chances are you're going to be making the same mistakes over and over and never knocking down those last 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 pins. So good business people make adjustments. They understand what they're doing that's working and what they're doing that's not working and working those numbers, the numbers are the feedback. The numbers are what's telling you what's working, because I'm sure you've heard the saying, numbers don't lie. And in a lot of ways, that's true, you know, that numbers don't lie. So, you know, when you begin working with somebody, you know, how you choose and who you choose to work with and how you choose to run your business, the numbers are going to give you the feedback, because your time and your energy are your most precious resources. You know, those are the things that you get to invest every day. Everyone has 24 hours in the day, and everyone has a specific amount of energy that they can put into their life and into their business. And so what gets measured gets done, and what gets done well, you get that positive feedback from the numbers. So some of the numbers are in your back office. Some of the numbers show up in your bank account. But either way, understanding and owning the numbers make it easier for you to make the adjustments necessary to make sure that you're working your business efficiently with time and energy. One of my favorite small business writers of all time, Michael Gerber, he wrote a book called The E-Myth, and he talks about the concept of working on your business as well as in your business, working on your business as well as in your business. So as you start to become more successful and the numbers become bigger and more important, what you're doing right and what you could do better so that you invest your time and energy in the most valuable way possible. So, you know, when I start saying, you know, hey, it's a numbers game, it's numbers. I just don't like looking at numbers. I don't understand numbers. I don't want it to be about numbers. Just know the numbers, but it's much easier. It's just the right adjustment. You do understand. Yes, it's a people business first, because people represent numbers and the numbers represent people. So I don't want anyone to take it personally, like, oh my gosh, you know, David just said it's a numbers game and it's all about numbers, and, you know, I thought I was just sharing, and, you know, it is about sharing. It's about affecting people, and the way that we can affect the most people in the most positive way is to share the business in the most productive and efficient way possible. So I'm a huge believer in that, that it's part art, part science, and we're going to jump into the science just for a few minutes here tonight and talk a little bit about some of the key numbers that you need to look at and manage. And just making the conclusion that, yes, it's important for me to think about the numbers and to look at the numbers and to look at numbers as feedback, for lots of you, that's all maybe that you needed to hear, and that that conclusion and that decision is going to be all that you take from this call, but that's going to make a big difference on your perspective about the importance of numbers. So let's start with prospects. So everybody knows lots of people, but how you look at your prospect list and the numbers that you look at your prospect list and how you look at the world make a big difference. So chances are you've got a cell phone and it's got a list of people. Chances are that you have an email list and it's got people on it. A lot of people use Facebook. There are lots of people that you know. So the more people you know, the size of your list is going to help you. But what I think is even more important is the penetration of your list. The amount of people you choose to contact is ultimately far more important than the size of the list. Because if one person has a list of 800 people and another person has a list of 1,200 people, but the person who knows 1,200 people only talks to 5, and the person who has 800 people talks to 300, I guarantee you that that person who talks to 300 is going to be more successful than the person who talks to 5. So looking at the size of your prospect list is important. But looking at the penetration, the number of people you're actually contacting is hugely important, and constantly adding to your network notebook to constantly be adding to the number of people that you talk to and know. One of the things I do, it's a simple little trick, and I started it a few years ago, and it's made a huge difference in my life, is that anytime I talk to somebody on a cell phone, their number is captured, and I make sure that I grab their name. And so it becomes part of my database. So every week I'm constantly adding new people to my database because they're people that I happen to talk to, and now they're in my database, and I never know when I'm going to need to talk to them again. And it's always nice when they call and I know who it is by name, that, you know, they feel respected and they feel like, you know, they're surprised. And so that's a good way for you to constantly be building your list. And I know that lots of folks are confident enough and feel their belief level high enough about what we do that they are very comfortable meeting people on the street. They're exciting and inviting and talking and sharing. And those people that are willing to do that and confident enough and open enough to do that have a larger prospect list, a never-ending prospect list. So the size of your prospect list is a big part of the potential success you have, but it's really the penetration, the number of people you've chosen to contact and the number of people you choose to contact every week. In another company, I remember we launched an audio. We were the first company ever to do it. This is how long ago it was. It was before CDs. We launched an audio tape, and it was 25 cents. And at that time, most companies were selling audios for $2 to $4 or $5. They were making money. It was a big source of revenue for them and profit for them. And we decided we were actually going to lose money on our audios, and we had a 25-cent audio program. And we launched the program. There was one guy who, you know, he bought 1,000 of them and sat on the corner in Las Vegas, because he was from Vegas, and handed out audios, but he would only hand somebody an audio as long as they gave him a business card. And he grew very, very fast. His business grew fast because it was just the law of numbers. He was out there making contacts very quickly and very aggressively. So another number that's important is the number of healthy happy hours that you have. So you've got a prospect list. You want to invite them to learn more about our business. So how many healthy happy hours are you going to have? What are the size of those healthy happy hours? And what is the conversion rate, the number of people who show up, and how many of them turn into customers and how many of them turn into members? So one of the things that's great about doing healthy happy hours on a consistent basis is you can start to get a baseline and understand when you make some adjustments. If I hand out the drinks at the beginning, or if I hand out the drinks at the end, or if I talk about the 1, 2, 3 options in this way, or I only talk about the number 2 and 3 options, or if I focus on this, or if I explain that, you can start to see, wow, that was the best healthy happy hour I've ever had. You know, 2 weeks ago I invited 10 people, or 10 people showed up, and I only enrolled 2 customers and 1 member. This time I had 10 people show up, and I enrolled 3 customers and 5 members. I must have done something differently. What did I do different? And what was that adjustment? And that's how numbers help you. So looking at your business from a number standpoint, on your prospect list, looking at your healthy happy hours, and then looking at how you spin off those healthy happy hours. How many new people in your business are you setting up every month to have their own healthy happy hours so they're empowered to build a business on a consistent basis? And what is their conversion rate? And staying close to that and making sure that they're having success on their first and second and third healthy happy hours. Because if you help them have success in the beginning, they'll continue to do it. And so it's a great use of your time and energy and focus to make sure that your people are set up for success the first few healthy happy hours that they do. Just like your new customers, what is the success rate that you're having on people doing the transformation? We have some people, I think Daniel Chang was talking a few weeks ago. He's got a health clinic up in Toronto, and he was saying something like 95% of his people that do the transformation have success. I guarantee you that not everybody has that level of success, but what he's doing to support his clients are allowing them to have success. And those successes are allowing him to share that with his other clients. And so he's building a business mostly based upon the success of the customers that he has. Lots of people are having success upgrading customers. So you have a person who does a transformation. They have a good experience. They say they just want to be a customer, or they decide to be a premier member, but they're really not serious about sharing the business. what percentage of those people, if you capture them at the right time, can convert that excitement and energy into sharing gift cards? What percentage of success do you have when you enroll a new member, that they get started right, that they start handing out gift cards? What percentage of your team is going to the national convention? You know, let us do the work for you. What percentage of your team is on this conference call tonight? So there are lots of different ways to look at your business, lots of different activities that you can measure, and the more that you look at your business, work on your business, start to measure your business, start to see trends, start to see opportunities, and learn from other people. So, you know, some people are great at contacting and inviting and exciting and getting new people involved. Find out how they do it, what they say, what they do. Some people are great at presenting and closing business. How do they do that? What are they saying? What are they doing? You know, some people are have their team very engaged. You know, they're on the conference calls. They're up to date on what the events are. They know what the promotions are. They know what's happening. Other people don't. So, you know, try to figure out, you know, where you're winning and where you're not winning, what you're doing right and what you're not doing right, and be willing to admit that there are opportunities for improvement, and that's what the numbers show. And going back to that analogy of the bowling alley, I find that a lot of people don't like numbers because they don't like what the numbers tell them. So, you know, that's one of the things that you need to be smart enough and open enough to understand, is that if you're bowling with the blindfold off and your numbers are telling you that there's something that's not working, you invite 18 people to a healthy happy hour and only one show up, or you have 15 people at your healthy happy hour and only one person enrolls as a member, or you have 5 people start your business this month and none of them hand out any gift cards, or whatever it may be, that you look at your business and say, hey, this doesn't seem right. I thought more people would be duplicating than they are. You need to look inside yourself and say, how am I getting them started? What am I teaching them? What am I coaching them? Am I making it too complicated? Or am I not following up? Or so all of those things provide you opportunities for improvement. And the beauty of this business is it's a highly leveraged business model. It's a business of duplication, and sometimes small adjustments can multiply. So if you make your business 10% better at your level, then suddenly if it's 10% better at your first level of people and 10% level at, better at your second level of people and 10% better at your third level of people, you know, there could be dozens or hundreds of people on your fourth or fifth or sixth level, and now you've just multiplied the effectiveness of your business by a lot. So continue to work on your business, not just in your business. Look at your numbers. Be willing to see without a blindfold on and understand that behind every number there is a person. And the better you get, the more people you can help. The more you can help yourself, the more you can help your family, the more you can help your community. And there are lots of people out there, you know, just like Jennifer Clark, who, you know, came into Perium with really, you know, just a hope of losing some weight, and now she's found something much bigger and more important. And so, you know, it's only through your efforts that you're able to help folks. So thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Hopefully you got a couple of insights and ideas on how to build your business. And importantly, like I said, we're going to be having more hotel rooms for the convention, and this convention is going to be huge. So I guarantee you that the people that are going to have the biggest 12-month run are going to be people at the convention, guaranteed 100%. And as I said, this last 12-month run that we've had has been pretty crazy. More sales yesterday than we had all of the month of April last year. So congratulations. Thanks for doing so many things right, and hopefully you can do a couple more things right as you look at your own business. So have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow. David Sandoval does his product training call every Wednesday night. And, of course, we have support calls a half hour earlier Monday through Friday. So thanks for joining me here tonight, and congratulations again, Jennifer. And we'll catch you tomorrow night with David Sandoval. Bye, everybody.